Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
I'm Brian.
I'm Moxie Mayhem.
I'm Mike.
I'm Sam.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Ashley. And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Everybody knows stories about all of these people. Last week, I talked with Jim, the conscious man, on all the social media platforms, where we talked about different problems and different solutions for guys that everybody comes across in lifestyle at some point or another. But this week we're talking about not just St. Patty's Day party, but my birthday party. I guess we're just going to start there. Friday, Ashley and me drove up to Loganville for St. Patty's Day party with Pineapples After Dark.
Yeah, everybody came in on Friday. Traffic was crazy everywhere, but we all got there early, actually, to help set up everything. So that was our first little bit of fun, was just decorating.
It wasn't that bad.
Nice.
Now, who had the longest commute here?
Priya.
I teed that up.
Pre-check was great. We loved our experience there. It was wonderful. It was we had cocktails on the plane. We had a great time.
Yeah.
The 2:45 a.m. wake up call was great.
You know what? Worth it.
For real. Like 2:45 sucks to get up for a 5 a.m. flight, but to get there and, you know, be able to be like have an extra day, it was super cool. But yeah, so coming from
when I got up, I think I texted y'all and I said, have a safe travels. I wasn't really sure what time you were flying. And Moxie is sitting there saying, I am having a cocktail. And it was 7:30, 7 a.m. And she's an hour behind us. Yeah.
Airport life, baby. There's no rules at the airport.
It's the wild, wild west. You guys got to the Lees around what time? Because I felt like you guys were at the venue pretty early.
Yeah, we got there early. Then we had to go to Dollar General to waste time because we're going to beat you to your house from work.
Yes. I had to get
your cake and get everything.
We can't get
the
there till after two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they surprised me with birthday decorations and a birthday cake that I didn't even get to try.
It was amazing.
With every bite.
So sad.
I wouldn't have had it any other way.
I planned on eating that for breakfast the next day.
It crossed my mind, but then I was like, you want to go to our favorite breakfast spot? I said, all right, better choices.
He twists arms pretty hard, so I get that. It hurt. It's a good
arms. He just raises an eyebrow and people listen to him.
Yeah, that one. But yeah, we got to their house and we hung out, and then we met Mike at the venue with all of his lighting gear.
Rob contributed.
Yeah, it's a group effort.
We had a light crew there.
So we got there early to help set up and get all the decorations and merch tables and everything else.
Hot balloons.
And
I was so going to bring up the balloons.
Yes.
That was horrible.
And if anybody knows Ashley, every time a balloon popped, I could feel part of her soul.
I had this discussion.
The fairs and the carnivals, where you throw the dart, we avoid those.
That's a little kid. My heart.
And so
we had like 300 balloons and they were getting them blown up and everyone was It was a team effort.
What was even popping them?
It was terrible.
Our balloon full arch became corner balloon decorations.
Eventually, we were like, no, they blew them up. They spent 2 hours.
The original plan was to get everything set up and decorated and do this, but it took a lot longer than we expected, and everybody still had to get ready.
We showed
shower.
Up.
Yeah, and the hotel was 30 minutes away. Yeah. So that's a 90-minute round trip for the guys. She did her makeup in the car on the way back.
Yeah, we were running.
Us guys kind of stuck around while they took off and carpooled wherever they were going to get ready.
We were running.
But that night was lit.
We showed up about 7:30, and things were starting to get, everybody was kind of hanging out. It was fun. There were merch tables and raffle tickets. Everything was starting to get going. It was super cool being able to see everybody and connect with everybody, especially being from out of town.
So it was a really big venue, but that place was packed. Mm-hmm. Packed. And I felt so bad to the small town bartenders because they were trying their best.
They loved it. They did awesome.
I've told people
that they were so good at what they did, and they loved what I was, giving them for energy. And they're just like, "Hey, let's connect." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, let's connect."
I've been going to that bar for 15 years, and I have never seen that many people in that place. That place was packed, and it was amazing to watch.
What was the number? The final number?
It was around 350.
So yeah. I couldn't imagine too many more people.
It was a good party, and the people made the party. Yeah, we had a lot of cool stuff that was there to support it. But I think we had a lot of great people with Pineapples After Dark, and we have a really great crowd that comes in and is respectful of one another, and they just had a great time.
On that note, I want to go back because this is the Oregon couple's first Pineapples After Dark party ever. So what was your guys' first impressions when you came in?
No. It was a great group of people, and as soon as you walked in the door, the vibe was already, you could tell that everyone there was there for the same, we were all on the same mentality, we were all on the same path. It was a great, welcoming environment right from the beginning, and so it stayed that way.
Ashley went to Secrets solo one time. Oregon couples.
I never went to anything by myself.
In comparison to other groups, is it
They've been to Miami with us with Libertine. We've done quite a few events over the last.
There were our travel buddies there for the longest time.
Yes.
They've been to Miami with us. We've been to Secrets numerous times together.
Events.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
So does Pineapples After Dark stand out from other groups that you guys have experienced?
So far, yeah. I would say it's one of my favorites so far. Honestly, everybody, it was so easy to talk to. And y'all know from experience, like, I'm a very shy person. At this event, I was not shy at all. I was walking up to everybody. I was like, hey, because everybody made me feel like I was able to.
That's
the goal.
Very lucky.
You never know. I knew, though. I was like, you guys are going to love them. I was like, they're going to fit right on.
We've been talking Pineapples After Dark parties up to our close friends for a long time, trying to get them up here.
Like,
but they're all so scattered. It's like, all right, you got to come with us.
And I haven't seen you guys in forever. Yeah. So when you walk in, I was like,
I didn't know you knew I was like, my people?
It had been 3 years since we've seen you last. I did the
it was so adorable.
I just felt somebody just attack me from the side.
And step on my foot.
And I knocked you into poor Sam.
Yeah,
that checks out.
You did, and then Amanda kissed it.
This was our second event, and like the last event we went to was a year ago. It was quite a while ago, but this was way different. The last one was just like a meet and greet. And this was a party. Mm-hmm. So this was way different. And I mean, same vibe with all the people, just a way different vibe than when you go to Secrets or other kind of takeover events. And it was just cool. Everybody's cool with everybody.
Meet and greets for me anyways are always hit miss because it's a vanilla bar.
Yep.
You never know what the vibe's going to be until you get there. And just pulling up and seeing everybody outside, you're like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
But
like, so, there's some cool people here.
Our goal is that to not have meet and greets. You know, we want to have full takeovers of any venue that we do. So if we're doing a party, it's got to be our house that night and make everybody feel comfortable. Because like you said, that way you know the vibe, right? The vibe is the people that you bring in and not some randos that are vanillas. Nothing wrong with that, but that is not the vibe we're looking for that night. Yep. We're looking for our people to be there and to feel
comfortable.
Yeah. Safe, sexy, and comfortable. Yeah. And there was lot of sexy.
I think my butt hair coming out at a vanilla bar.
You came out of in that dress. I'm like, yep, that's the one. She's like, is this okay? Like,
before the event, she sent me a picture and she was like, is this it?
Of course, the men laughed very hard.
Go commando. Yeah.
Unless you got to take off.
Absolutely.
I was not complaining about Rob's outfit either.
Rob is red.
The stairway.
I have mixed emotions about Rob because before I met Rob, I was always the best dressed.
Yeah.
You got competition.
Yeah. I got competition. So now when I make an outfit, I have to think about my outfits.
We always look forward to seeing what Rob's going to bring out.
She was on point.
Oh, yeah.
That is why Rob and I connect so hard.
When he came out in your jacket,
I share my clothes with Rob because we're kindred spirits in fashion form.
Everyone got a nice.
There were a lot of kilts there. There were five or six.
Yeah, definitely.
But kudos to the kilt boys.
Yeah.
Somebody, I got a video of all the kilt guys just like rocking out in their own little kiltsy ways.
Blind man.
Hey, today.
This happened.
How many times in my life I thought, why am I recording this? And then like a week later, it's like, oh, that's why.
It's dancing on my phone.
No.
I have something like 621 photos and videos from this weekend.
wait, but how many of us?
Two.
Yeah.
That tracks.
This morning, about, all right, we need you to remind us to take pictures with.
It's like, this is your duty.
I have to go back and read it that way.
I read it like, oh, we're in trouble.
I brought my phone with full intentions of taking pictures.
Same. Set to Sam.
Didn't.
In the afternoon.
It happens every time.
I'm going to be a good content creator. And I got out to take pictures. And that was it.
We had the conversation too. Like, we're like, all right, get as many pictures as we can of anything. I literally, like, I sent everything I got from the weekend, and it was like 7 pictures.
It was a disappointing thing. I loved my makeup Friday night, and I got no photographic evidence of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no pictures.
Lindsay.
The only thing we have is like Friday night, and we already said
went
it all
that
out.
Real quick.
Like, that was it.
You blew your load too early.
Right. And maybe 10 photos.
Your highlights.
When you snuck up beside me when you first came in, I looked over and you screamed at the top of your lungs. I was like, then I penguin danced again. So
wait, are you talking about me or Russ? You guys it couldn't get either of us. That. What are you talking about?
Muncy!
I just wanted to hear my name.
And your jacket was like,
every time. Hey, if anybody needs any advice for fashion tips for events, the fuck up, then you will be popular. You're gonna be popular.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
Yeah, when we first ran in, we walked right through the door. We saw Ryan and Moxie. We gave them quick hugs. And then before we got to talk to them, somebody grabbed me, like, can you take our picture? And pulled me away. From at the different angles, you know, we know how to do it. And then I just gave it back to her and ran back and just like bear hugged her from behind.
That was our first time meeting Moxie. So I stood there and stared at her until she noticed who I was. And then we hugged. And it was wonderful. I have mom.
I see a trend going on here.
No, I have mom induced ADHD. Yeah. So I need to really focus at advance. I know faces. Just help me with names a little bit.
Yeah.
I talk to so many people that's like so common though, mainly men. It's like, I will remember your face, but next time we talk, don't be mad if I don't remember your name. And they're all like, oh, same.
That's either my disclaimer. My newest thing now is someone will come up. I'm like, it is so good to meet you. And if I've met you already, it's so good to see you again.
I'm stealing that. Yeah.
I need to.
I love it.
Or that awkward moment when you're like, it's so nice to meet you. And they're like, we are in bed.
I'm more awkward when it's like, you're the one that
I get to see you again.
I thought so.
Or that it's so good to see you and you're trying, you know, you've met him before, but you can't picture where you know them. And you're like,
oh, yeah. We're
right. So. I just like to hear other people have the same problems as I do.
You're not alone.
Because I genuinely feel so bad when I...
We're all in this together.
I don't remember somebody's name.
Sometimes.
Or somebody completely first and last name drops you and they're like, oh, you're serious.
You look different.
Dear, like,
you look different with your clothes on.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this better?
I did that Friday night. I really like some of your breasts. And she did. I'm like, okay, I know who you are.
And we're not making eye contact up here.
I can't tell you how many times I talked to Rob about this. You should just put the boob pictures with their contact photos.
Just might as well make their contact photos.
That's fine. I'm not offended.
Don't we judge?
No, we don't judge. We listen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So
we did a little celebration for your birthday.
Right? Oh, yes. Yes. So I love you guys for that. I know it was a collaboration between Ashley and all of you.
This baby had plans of getting a house and doing all the things and trying to do another round. But with this baby coming, there is no,
yeah.
I mean, we thought he would be here by now. So it was like not even a thought. And then we were all waiting every day.
Always next year.
She's been in labor.
Yeah.
She's not kidding.
Yeah, she's been in labor for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Baby's 1 year birthday is going to be fucking lit.
You're all invited. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. I was told, stand right here. Don't go anywhere. And next thing I know, there's like a big marquee sign coming up behind me and a bubble sparkly wand and bubbles. And I was being announced, which was a first, but I got announced. No, it was absolutely amazing. And I have all of you to thank for that.
Somehow I ended up with Lindsay's phone. You probably had like 50 pictures of me just randomly shooting everything.
I found some random pictures and videos on my phone.
You got that. The video of me and Rob dancing.
That one's going on our digital frame in the kitchen.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes. You made the picture frame. You made it.
You know that's a good night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how was the after party?
Yeah.
I went to bed.
Wow. We stayed up for a long time with
Room for a Few.
Room for a Few and another single girl, and we just we
drank and talked. I mean, it's one of those nights that we just totally hung out, and
we went wound up going to another room, and we left that room. We left quickly, but then we came back to our room. And
I mean, those are sometimes the best nights. Like those are like fill your soul nights.
It was one of those for
sure. It was. I may have had too much tequila.
That's not amazing.
We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't talk about tequila.
I napped good,
and then me and Ashley went back to Lee's house, and we had a birthday celebration.
We went to the house first. It
Waffle House first. Oh, we did.
I said, we treated them to the southern delicacy known as Waffle House.
No, so I said, as we're walking out of the bar, little tipsy, I said, I would do some dirty things for a cheeseburger right now.
I'm never saying that.
And
they're like, okay.
That's all my kind of year. And he's like, all right, Waffle House it is.
That's the only thing open in Loganville.
Yeah. It was like
he understood the assignment.
Of late.
Yeah.
What time was it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Everything was closed in Loganville.
So I didn't look at the time until we went to bed, and it was like four. It was after four when we went to bed.
You know, there is something about event weekends that time just becomes a black hole.
Yeah.
All of us are constantly going. What time?
Well, and we're always behind schedule. Yeah. No matter how early we show up,
you always tell me that I have to be at something an hour earlier than actually.
Yeah.
So they were like,
I want
to be here at 7:30.
You should be
here at 30 then.
All right.
Yeah.
Dinner is at 5 tomorrow.
Real swinger time, 6:30.
Yeah. It almost feels like 4 a.m. is about swinger bedtime. Just it's like that's about when it's like, all right, we have to at least function somewhat tomorrow.
4:30 swinger bedtime, and then like between 8:30 and 10 is morning time.
Yeah, only because we have to get packed up.
You guys already know.
We're going to
Amanda. Oh, yeah.
But you did have a little bit of a birthday party afterwards.
I did.
We celebrated you for sure.
It was nice. Some,
it was great.
Some bucket list items checked off.
Always our goal to check off at least one thing.
And we woke up with a surprise.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Was Mike and Ben Rance?
Not yet.
That footage doesn't exist.
Doesn't.
I mean, he makes a great little spoon for a big guy.
I can see that.
It's all this fluff.
Wait for Stuffy. I've seen this
a couple years ago.
We're all picturing it.
That's a good one.
And there's something about that Mike just reaching back and caressing your face.
There was definitely some.
Yes.
That was the real birthday present.
Oh, not the multiple woman blowjob fest. Mike.
I was thinking Amanda and her husband also brought a birthday gift for me. They know my weaknesses, Reese's peanut butter cups. So they brought me a bottle of salted caramel moonshine. And what was the other one?
The peanut butter.
The chocolate peanut butter whiskey.
And so you mix them together.
You got to mix the one with Pepsi. It sounds nasty, but it's not.
It sounds delicious. When I get home, we're going to try one of those. We're separate.
Yes.
Get the Pepsi. Mm-hmm.
I might bring them down with us.
There we go.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
So we woke up with a surprise.
Yes, we were going to be grandparents.
And
for those of you that don't know, we're your new grandparents. Our oldest just had a little boy, and we're obsessed with him.
He'll follow around.
And it's been 4 weeks of labor with these guys every day checking in, and we've been keeping them updated. They've all, as a group, just like chipped in and helped us. Just being there and supporting us.
This has been the true definition that we've never. Yeah, like if we had this village when we were actually having babies ourselves, it would have been completely different. Yeah. It's crazy. And like your guys' support from us is like, even our daughter like sees the support that she gets through you guys, through us. Like,
I would show her the pictures of him showing everybody at Trap, and everyone was around him looking at the baby pictures and stuff. And, like, we don't have a family, you know, biologically, really. So it's like, it's so
grand. Baby's got so much family.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It was emotional for me.
Last 4 weeks, we have been every single day on edge. And then I spent 2 weeks here with her in Florida. And finally, our daughter was having school stuff going on. We have three other kids with busy schedules, and Russ works full time. So I have to go home at least for a little while. And we both just had a gut feeling that I was going to get here, because I was having a lot of anxiety about getting there. And then she was like, I don't know, I just feel like you can go home if you want to. It's going to be okay. And I was like, me too. I just felt at peace with that. I'll get there. I'll have plenty of time. And that was all it was going to be. And we got until Thursday. I was trying to plan his party, trying to get everyone like caught up on all the plans, which I didn't know if I was going to be there or not. It was until Friday morning where I called her and was like, do you want me to come to you, or do you want me to go, you know, to the party? And she was like, go, have fun. I'll keep him in there until Sunday. Only had to make it 2 days.
Clinch.
That's it. I was so scared to go. And I was so scared to leave her. And I was torn. And she was like, just go ahead. So I went. And we should have known. We knew that was all it was going to take to get his little butt to finally come. And I got a text in the morning. And she said, I'm like 16, six, you know, they're like 6 minutes apart. And I think they're not going anywhere. And I think this might be it. And then I waited a little bit to see. And then I called her, and she was full blown crying. She's like, "I can't do this." And I was like, "I got to get there," because it was real. Like it was happening. So we scrambled, ran around. I jumped in their shelter.
Yeah, they walked outside, and then they came back, and I just hear, "Well, shit, I'm going to Florida."
Yeah. At this point, I'm like, "All right, we're going to Florida." Like, all right, we had a fun last night. Not a big deal to me.
He didn't know about Sunday.
I had no idea. Like, I knew we were going to Trap.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a trap night with Fred.
He had no idea. He's like, no big deal. We'll just go.
It's just trapeze.
Well, I planned a surprise party for you. I paid out cake and decorations. And you had people coming in from out of town. I had to tell him. And it was the day of the party. I have to tell you what's going on. You stay, because he can't be in the hospital anyway. He can't. And we have the three other kids. There's just a whole bunch of... I was like, I got to get there. So I literally grabbed all the things out of the suitcase and ran, and I got there in like record time. Luckily, our house was on the way, and that's what made me feel a little bit better, because it was only an extra hour and a half north ish and I have to go past my house. So I switched cars and I grabbed my bags and ran, and I made it in good time. And then I got there and still had 5 hours with her.
In retrospect, we definitely should have drove separately there.
Yeah, never once ever crossed. I don't know why.
Because we drove together, she had to leave, and then I was left with no car.
So that was
I was relying on everybody else to get me around, and everybody here gave me a ride at some point.
Drop you off with mom.
Exactly. Like,
kind of how it felt. Like, kind of feel like a company drop off.
Hey, time to spend time with mom now.
Has he eaten yet?
Come get your kid.
Eat a breakfast, and then we literally met in a parking lot. We met Moxie and Brian in a parking lot, and they're like, "Oh, there's my big boy." I got to sit up front and everything.
I got the
big boy.
I had breakfast with mom and dad, and then you got to hang out with the grandparents. That was awesome. I love memories.
Starting a memory.
So
good story.
I like in the ride, and we had some really like we were talking like our conversations on the ride from the hotel where we met Mike and Sam, and I got exchanged, and we were having some like awesome conversation, and then like I heard like in that ride I heard three different hotels, and I'm like, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not driving. And they know where they're going.
Never trust me.
They're more grown.
I knew a beer car, and then we got close, and like I saw us, like we got off where we always stay at Trap, and I'm like, all right, we're probably just going to the Home to Suites, like we always stay. And they're like, oh no, we're staying over here. I'm like, oh, okay, I know that one. Meanwhile, Lindsay is texting me saying we're room 40. I'm like, cool. I'm like, I don't know what room I'm in. This is before I checked in. I'm like, I'll just take my bags up there. And I knocked on 420 and no one was in there.
Luckily.
Luckily.
Like I'm there with my bag, like all my luggage and knocking on a door.
No, the handicap.
They must be like,
I think you texted us. It's Lindsay and I, it's Asia and Dylan and some other folks. It's like, no, I ducked and nobody answered. Like, yeah, something's not right.
That should have been the first clue. It should have been.
Yeah. So I just left all my bags in front of the door and it went checked in. And she's like, I can't find your reservation. Moxie and Brian were checking in and Moxie just out the gate. We're the swingers.
I think she asked. Didn't she ask what brings y'all?
What brings you into town today?
We're swingers.
Fell out of my mouth. It was a heavy bag for me to carry. I wanted to let you know.
I feel like a hotel that close to Trap has to hear on a regular basis.
No, she never.
No, she was. I feel like she was very. It could have been her first day on the job.
Yeah. And her last.
She was very green.
I love that for her. You spark her for life.
She was so sweet, but she was so taken back. She did not know how to act after that. She was so flustered.
You don't hear that every day.
No. And the poor girl had my ID and my debit card in her hand. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I didn't make the reservation.
I already know. He's like, yeah, we're all down in the lobby. I'm getting checked in. So we leave our room, go down to the lobby, which is not that big at check-in. And I mean, I'm just standing there like, am I being punked?
You're in the lobby and you're in the lobby. So, yes, lobby.
I'm like, I think we might be in the wrong lobby.
We're in the wrong lobby.
And... We
get told Russ at one point, it was like in Tommy Boy when it's like, you need a different map.
Oh, wow. I have two abdominal muscles now.
But then we got to the right hotel, which was just around the corner, literally like a 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
But got checked in, hung out. And then at that point, before we had to go, I had to talk to Ashley because this is the first time. Like, I had an idea of what our boundaries were, but this was the first time I was by myself. Yeah. And I needed to hear confirmation of what the boundaries were.
I really had that conversation ever because we are just now thinking about me going solo. And he's always the one who's working. And I'm always the one, if available, I'll go. Yeah. So I never thought, and especially... he called me and she was like 8 centimeters dilated. Like it was happening. Like it was going so fast. And I was like, it was just overwhelming because I was like, this is not how we're supposed to have this conversation. Like we just haven't had that conversation yet. And I was like, I'm feeling a lot of like anxiety, not, you know, just everything going on.
Pressure.
I don't know. But then as we were talking and we did, you know, get a moment to finally talk about it and stuff once I got to walk outside and
Yeah. I did have to talk you down a little bit because I knew you were stressed. Like you were on the edge. I'm like, baby, I'm like, it's fine. I really get it. And I'm sorry. I know you're supposed to be here or I'm supposed to be there and we're supposed to be doing all these things together. But that's not the situation we're in right now.
Yeah. It was a lot of like, just felt FOMO.
It's really hard to process in the moment because like that does not give you any time to think about like the
the possibilities. And I commend you so much for that, because if I put my foot in your shoe, I would be a 15 out of 10.
Did you ask him until I calmed down? Finally, like, it took a little while sitting there and like working through it. And I was just like, I am freaking out. I'm terrified. I'm anxious. I'm excited. I'm scared. And then it's like, we're discussing boundaries and like what I'm okay with him doing and stuff at the same time.
I would say
I'm not freaking out because of the situation that he's like him going solo and who even like what he's doing. It was just everything.
Everything.
Like, you're making me make a decision right now.
Well, I said like,
and it wasn't like that at all. Like,
if you just want me to go and hang out and have, you know, drink and just have a good time and dance or whatever, like we can, I don't have to play to have fun. Like that.
Yeah, had
time.
Nothing to even do and, with playing or doing any of that.
And she was
like, I'm fine with it. Personally, I've thought about it. We've never really talked together, but I've already been like, it's okay. If he goes and plays solo, the same situation, you know, kind of as long as we're both familiar, same boundary, same idea. And I knew that. But in the moment, I was like, because like, there's so much.
We had talked about it briefly, but it was all hypothetical.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Like when you go from hypothetical to real life situations without a transition period, that's a lot.
It felt very quick. It wasn't like
on top of a baby, right?
And on top of that, our daughters in labor were both anxious and worried about, you know, the baby and our daughter.
With that was what was going on that night.
For sure. So I will
tell you guys that, and telling on all of us, the rest of us were having conversations all about Russ and his comfort and what was going to be okay and what was not.
Yeah.
Probably either before or around the same time that you guys were chatting. So we were very much aware and going to take care of him.
One way or the other.
I think that was the ultimate factor, is because it's kind of the same way like when Ashley goes on her own, is we know who she's around. Like I know who she's, like she's technically alone because I'm not with her, but she's not alone. We know like you guys are going to keep an eye out and make sure like everybody's safe. Like we know it's not that you guys are the ultimate decision makers when we talk about that type of stuff. Like, all right, none of the BDSM stuff. Like, that's
off limits. That's
something we want to navigate yet. And that's what we agreed on. And I'm like, all right. And so we ended up going to trap, getting in. And oh, shoot, I have one more guest. Hold on one second. Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today.
I'm super excited for this guest.
I know who's the
guest. Oh, yeah. We know who this guest is.
With Ron.
There she is.
Did we name her yet?
We named her at Trap.
That's right.
So her name is Trashly. And everybody signed her.
Yes, we did.
She got you a free monster at the gas station, didn't she?
No, not a free monster, but the security guard was not amused. So at one point, I had my tie undid. I just kind of tied my tie around her and had her on like a necklace and walking around. And when Dylan and Asia and I were riding back to the hotel, because they were my roomies Saturday night.
And chauffeurs.
I'm like, before we go to the hotel, just stop at the gas station right there. And I had to get a monster. And so the security guard in the gas station, because we left Trap early, what, midnight-ish?
Yeah, probably about 12:30 because the weather was getting so bad.
Yeah, yeah. And the security guard just looked at me and he's like, gave me one of those dad looks. You know what I'm talking? Everybody knows the dad look.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, don't pretend like this isn't funny. Like, I even said that. I thought, like, let's not. Like, we're all grown ups here. And
you've seen this before.
Dude, I am a grandfather.
Yeah.
Back
in care my day.
About your kids.
My God.
But yes, one of the workers at Trapeze, it was also his birthday, and he was also having a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww. Wow.
That was so sweet.
Yeah. So we had a moment while we were eating, or right after we were eating dinner, we went back and everybody got pictures together in the photo studio. I'm texting Ashley, and I see a text say, they're 30 more minutes. I'm like, oh snap, it's coming. And I'm sharing all this information with everybody. Everybody's on the edge of their seat waiting for updates. And I have just had my phone just waiting for text messages. Nothing. Everything's going on around me. I'm just focused on my phone. And then I finally start getting pictures and I show everybody. And there was so much love and around that table, it was insane.
Of my favorite pictures.
The crazy, it was scary there for a moment. It was terrifying. We had a little bit of scare there. And I really do think the love surrounding that whole everything going on, same time that he was with you guys and everyone was surrounding him. I was just like, oh, just thinking about it. So thank you for your support and love and being there with him.
Yeah, it was. There was genuine tears from, like, Room for a Few said it best, is I feel like we all got a grandbaby.
I felt it when we were in there.
We're all the adopted pineapple grandbaby.
He mentioned after we missed the best picture opportunity when he was born. Like, we took a picture, like a celebration picture after we got baby pictures, and it looked, from the outside looking in, it looked like a birthday shot, like a happy birthday shot, but it was really a toast to the grandbaby. And one of us should have held up that marquee sign with his name on it.
We thought about that afterwards.
We missed that opportunity.
It was a double birthday.
It was. There were some big shots.
They were doubles.
Oh, spicy place. You don't have that many humbling moments and spaces like that around, like, true friends. And it was heartwarming. I just love you guys.
It was an incredible moment.
It was an incredible moment to be a part of. 21 years from now, you'll be sitting down with him and you'll be saying, let me tell you about the moment I learned you were born.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I told him. I'm like, this is going to make the best story later down the road.
Yes.
It's going to be gold.
Had all these great friends. We had all these great moments. And, where were you?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
We were out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
After all of that excitement, I was drug back to the back big playroom.
That was amazing.
I'm sure you were kicking and screaming.
Yeah. I twisting my arm.
Kicking and screaming.
I don't love it though.
They virtually tried to tie me up and carry me. I mean,
he fought it the whole way.
And honestly, I thought we were just getting pictures. Like, I just thought you were getting spicy pictures. That's why we're going back there.
We thought the same thing.
And then I don't even know who pushed me onto the bed, but somebody, it was a push. And I'm just,
sounds like something Moxie would do.
I think it was. And next thing you know, I had five women, six.
12 feet. There's 12 feet.
Six. It was about six.
Surrounding me on the bed doing unspeakable things.
The Lord's work.
The Lord's work.
The foot picture was pretty rad.
Yeah.
That was just for somebody special.
And then Sam's over there trying to guess
who. I'm pretty sure I got the three that I guessed right.
You knew everybody's feet.
I knew three of the five.
You're the original foot finder.
And yeah, so that was fun. And well, it was funny because I was surrounded by all these gorgeous women. All I could hear behind me were all the husbands on the bench right at my head saying, "Oh no, such a rough life."
Hard being Russ.
I'm like,
there was at least like one small little chorus of happy birthday.
Yeah, there was. And I remember getting high fives and handshakes.
The picture of the guys on the bench.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
I was just trying not to step on y'all as I'm like doing the video, dancing around everybody in my spiky white shoes.
Yes. You were definitely a photographer for the night.
It was a lot of up close rust for me.
Yeah. So we did all that when we went back to the hotel relatively early, about midnight. For them. I slept in a wet bed.
The end.
And you mean nobody changed your sheet?
No.
No, I didn't have you there to change my sheets.
I failed you, Mike. I should have thought about that. I'm sorry.
No,
Mike.
It was fine. No, it was okay because I did find a dry spot for my feet. And Dylan Asia's like, "Well, you can come over to our bed, but I think ours is more wet than yours."
Gotta stop spilling those drinks.
There was a lot of sexiness going on, but I felt like between like 1:30 and like 3, it was just a whole bunch of people half naked or fully naked and just talking and having like fun, like just joking around. There were so many laughs. Well, I'm talking like full out belly laughs. And again, that was probably the pinnacle of the night, was just everybody just there. Like,
I hate that we missed it.
Me too.
We missed it.
We did look at all the pictures and we were
crying.
Oh.
I mean, even Trashley got in on it back at the hotel room.
She did,
Somehow she got on top of somebody and she was like bouncing on him.
Well, at one point, I didn't even take my pants off there for the longest time. And I was just watching, laying on the bed, just watching, having a great time. And
happy to be here.
Asia looked at me and like we were kissing and she's like, "Are you going to take your pants off?" Like, I guess so.
The number of times I'm in a group situation and my sweats and comfy clothes.
Yeah, it was just an amazing night. Even though, like, that's what I kept telling Ashley. I'm like, I had fun. It was a blast. Everybody was amazing, but it just wasn't the same without her. But we definitely made the best out of the night.
I think we all feel that sentiment, though.
Sure. It is.
Agreed.
Yeah. The other half. But yeah, we're out of time. We have to go. That is all the time we have.
Yes.
We have plenty more chances to continue this. We plan on talking to the motherfucking Lees. They are going to come with us in April to Secrets with Swinger Society. They are coming. We're dragging them, kicking and screaming.
No.
We're
kidnapping.
We're kidnapping them.
We're going Wednesday to Secrets.
You're going.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys.
We're going to do some playground promotions and meet some folks.
Yep.
So we're excited. We're going to see Brandon. We've got some other PAD folks down there.
Yes. And you have the glow party coming up that just dropped as we're recording this. It just dropped your tickets for sale.
Yes.
And we'll have a link for that below on the show notes.
June.
Yep. We are
Blue
going.
Martini in Atlanta.
It was amazing and a blast.
We have the same DJ we had last time.
I believe his name is DJ Life of Spice. Does anybody know him?
I think I've heard that name.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Kind of familiar.
I heard he's pretty good.
He's amazing. I listen to him on Spotify every now and then just to keep that rhythm going.
I listen to him while I'm down here, actually.
I still listen to his Secrets mix from like the first time we went to Secrets. I still listen to it on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Awesome.
I listen to his Pigeon Forge mix from Haunted in the Hills. That's a good one.
Yeah. So come. So
we're all fans. We're all big fans.
Come to the party. It's going to be amazing. Always a great time. We're going to have more and more new friends coming. There's so many new faces and new people.
And we got the hotel right across the street, right?
The hotel. So it's not a full takeover, but there is an option to get the hotel. We have probably about 80% of the hotel right now. I'm hoping we can expand that to 100, but we'll see.
It all depends on how many people buy tickets.
Buy damn fast.
Is it the same one from last year?
It's close. It's a little closer.
Closer.
And it's not the same one.
Nice. Yep.
Okay. So we're excited about that.
We'll all be together again.
And we have two nights. So if we want to come in on that Friday night,
you
can come in Friday night too.
Yes. Yep.
My brother's birthday is June 22nd, so I've already told him your birthday's on Sunday.
But like 4 o'clock.
But yeah, you're having a birthday dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Oh, we love you guys.
Get your tickets. Come to that. And I think I might be doing the next podcast next week at home again. We'll be reunited.
Yes.
So. Not really sure what that episode will be on yet.
I already know.
We have to drive by where you live on the way back from Florida.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to thank all of you for being our people. And we love all of you. And thank you for making my birthday weekend unforgettable.
Yeah.
I think it's me.
Yeah.
Amanda's next.
Amanda. Ooh.
Is it Amanda or Mr. Stout?
Sure. Oh.
I'm
not sure.
We'll find each other.
We'll figure it out.
But as always, it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.